help. Two major problems have the same structure. It doesn't look like the people will deal with the problem until it's too late. Too late means the survivors will be refugees. Everyone else will be dead. And yet getting people to deal with the threat except at the fringes has been impossible. One of those problems is global climate change. I'm told people will come around. Great, but time isn't on our side. I'm told people don't want to make any sacrifices. Great, life is a sacrifice. We sacrifice for everything we want. How about life? For us, our kids and grandchildren, isn't that worth a few pennies? What's the matter? We could deal with this. It's not rocket science. Changes to the tax system would push carbon out of the air, and some regulation would clean up other parts of the problem. Is life itself for everybody we love not worth some sacrifice? Can't we make it clear to everybody in this election season that anything less than a full court, all-out press to call a halt to global warming is the sine qua non of our support, the one overriding issue, and they'd better do everything they can? Time might have been on our side when Rachel Carson's Silent Spring came out in 1962, or Barry Commoner called attention to the environmental threat of global pollution in the late 60s, and we held the first Earth Day in 1970. That was 46 years ago. Time is not on our side now. Action is crucial now. We need to do everything possible to make the system move. Corporations that hide behind the bad-for-business apologies deserve boycotts. Everybody's shoulders need to go to all the wheels now. The same dynamic underlies Israel's miscalculation of its own position. It's now lost or is in the process of losing all its allies. The majority there has been stubborn and stupid in denying that they needed to make any changes. But it's become obvious to many more than those of us who've been crying in the wilderness for years. I know I'll get hate mail. People cover up their own blindness by refusing to see and blaming everyone else around. Sorry, that won't help. The problem isn't me. It's that the world has lost patience. And it doesn't particularly matter now if the world is right or wrong. Israel never had a future without allies. And Israel has been squandering its erstwhile friends. Its bet on the Republicans has only revealed the loss of support across the American political spectrum. So will Israel go the way of the Crusades? It'll take a lot of far-sighted savvy to stave that off, and I doubt their politics will permit it. Two very different problems, and yet two problems that are very similar. Meanwhile, I sit down to write some commentary, and here, two problems close to my heart are looking intractable, and I don't really know what to say. Help. Let's get this done.